And suddenly the heavens were opened, and Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As I said at the beginning of the service, it could not be a better Sunday to have a baptism. And I don't mean just because the ice this morning was the challenge that we all had in the base to kind of pry open the car doors and get here. So I'm delighted it worked out. The first thing this morning when I looked out, I thought, oh, God, please change the weather. Despite all that, you all are here. It's a perfect, perfect day because it is the baptism of our Lord Jesus. And sometimes, you know, we forget with all we say about Jesus and all of the great words we use to describe him. You know, Jesus is in a lot of these stained glass windows. We forget sometimes Jesus was a person. I mean, he was someone who lived and died like all of us and was baptized like us. Granted, he was a little older, but he was baptized. He participated in baptism. And as Matthew's gospel shows us, John said, wait a minute, you don't need baptism. I mean, you are Messiah. You're God. You're wondering, why should you be baptized? I should be baptized by you. And Jesus says, no. It is appropriate. It's part of God's will. Let it be. Let it happen. And so John relents. Baptism does many things for us. It's cleansing of sin. It's becoming part of the Christian church. It's reaffirming our vows, which we'll all do in a moment. It's all kinds of things. But baptism really is about community. It's why we baptize now more frequently in public services on Sunday morning than in private services, although that won't happen. It's about becoming part of the community. And I think of it in kind of two directions. One is Scarlett's relationship with God in just a few moments is going to be made whole and perfect, and as we teach indissoluble, she's going to become part of God's life, knit together with God's life, and hold all that God will afford her, protection and love, faith and devotion. So that I sometimes think is the vertical kind of relationship. But there's a horizontal. The community that all of you represent, your family and friends, and the community of St. Michael's, which has come together to be with you. She's becoming part of a whole, a family, a human family, a religious family. She's becoming part of your lives. It takes a village, does it not, to raise children? It takes community. It takes all kinds of people on her journey of faith, as we'll remember her in a moment. So that's kind of the horizontal relationship. So the vertical is kind of with God, but boy, the horizontal is so important. And is it ever important in these days? I mean, we need community. I'll let you in on a little secret. St. Michael's has heard a lot of community sermons in the last 6 weeks about how much we need community. And I really believe that more and more, that it's coming together as people to be with each other and to share our triumphs and our struggles. So we rejoice that you all are sharing Scarlett with us this morning and making the time in your lives for this important day for her, the day that she is going to become part of Christ's life forever, and also a day of celebrating her becoming also part of a much larger world that she doesn't know right now, but one day she will, when you remember her baptism, and share that. Joy and happiness that she has brought to you, and now the joy and happiness that she brings to all of us. So thank you for being here, and thank you, Scarlett. And see, I told you that when I start preaching, a deep sleep falls. She's not all the time. So we'll try to be kind of cheap. So family and sponsors and friends, if you would come with me, we're going to gather around the baptismal bowl here. And children, I need your help. Would you come? Let people, would you like to come?